This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Three strikeouts in the ninth for Thomas Harrington. He earns his first major league save. Carmen Majinski wins it, going five strong tonight. And what an all-around win for the Pirates over the Cardinals. 8-4 the final.
A win you didn't have to sweat. First time this season. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And joining us to get into that and more is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing today?
Good morning. Now that's what we call a winning streak.
That's right, baby. Two in a row. And don't look now, Jeff. A little Paul Skeens, then a little Mitch Keller on the bump the next 2 days. And the Pirates with a rested bullpen. Time to get hot?
I tell you what, this Cardinals team, too, it's oof. Oof.
Arenado absolutely. Out there, too. I mean, even underscored it a little bit more, Jeff. I mean, this ain't the Cardinals that we're used to seeing.
No, and, you know, and as good as the pitching was, hey, finally some runs. How about this? For all we've watched the first couple of weeks, they did not allow a stranded runner at second and third base all game.
Wow.
Not one. I mean, they took advantage of their opportunities. They got clutch hits, IKF, Andrew McCutchen, you know, even O'Neill Cruz with the sack fly. Like, when they had runners in scoring position, they all scored. And how refreshing that was, because situational hitting has just been so horrible at the start of the season.
Jeff, Ke'Bryan Hayes, I mean, I've been saying since, what, last year, a lot of us have, that if he was just above average player, that this team would be decent, and he has been playing very well. I mean, do you think that he could keep this up? Do you think that his back issues maybe have subsided and he can figure out how to manage those? And if he can he keep up the consistency that he's been showing?
Yeah, because he's not been like crazy. It's not like he's batting 370. You're like, oh, could he keep, you know, he's batting about what you think he might be, but he's providing some hits. He's getting on base. And yeah, Dorn, to your point, I mean, the two areas where he's dealt with injuries, the two areas that you worry about, it's that, you know, that thumb area, which gets a lot of work during the course of a season, and then the back. But if he could stay healthy and provide even what he's providing, or a little bit more, which I think he's capable of, that's something they haven't had since those 2 months at the end of 23.
Jeff, Paul Skeens on the mound tonight. Now, there were 8,250 that paid for a ticket at the very least last night. What are we going to see in terms of a Skeens bump tonight? I mean, it's going to be 35 degrees first pitch, but do you think they'll get 20K in that ballpark?
Wow. Let me say this. It was cold in that stadium last night.
Windy.
I mean, cold. And that wind, about 8:30, started rolling in. Man, I mean, some hardy souls out there. I mean, I think you'll get people that bought the tickets. 20K might be high end, but I mean, people love Paul Skeens. just dress like it's December Steelers, because that's what it was like yesterday. I mean, it was crazy cold. Here's the thing, like, guys, if you're batting and Skeens throws one inside,
yes,
and you hit one off the hands,
oh,
that feeling may never go away.
Oh. We were talking about that earlier, Jeff. Like, take all the under props tonight, except for potentially Skeens strikeouts. Like, I stopped at the gas station this morning. There's snowflakes coming down, and I was just thinking, my God, there are 9 human beings that are going to wake up today. They're going to walk outside, and they're going to go, my God, I got to face 98 with movement on the inside corner? Like, right. Dear God. So
right, I'm feeling good about Skeens having, you know, played at the Air Force, that he's probably pitched/played in games like this. And plus, he's so mentally tough. I'm like, I mean, you thought he had an advantage if it's 70. When it's 35, Cardinals would probably already be in their heads.
Jeff, who is your top 5 hockey players of all time? And is, ooh, Alexander Ovechkin a part of that? Ooh.
Howe, Hall, Gretzky, Lemieux. Probably not.
What if he gets to 1,000 goals?
I mean, as a goal scorer, obviously. As a hockey player, probably not. But that, I don't want to diminish anything that he's done. I mean, the guy, it's been awesome. And I think it's so cool that it's like, at the end, I remember as a kid, the end of Bird and Magic. Those guys competed so hard against each other, and then you just saw that respect. Yep. Like, it was two guys. It's like someone you go up against that you had some success against, you had some failure against, but you respect their game. And that's what I think about Ovechkin right now. I mean, it's just and really, guys, for me to grow up and think that a Russian would be the all-time leader in goals in the NHL – I mean, I think that's pretty cool that, you know, it opened up globally that this, something like this could happen.
Was Gretzky really happy he broke the record?
No.
No way.
Man,
no.
Did he make that all about himself? Dear God, was that nauseating from Gretzky, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, Gretzky still wishes he was Lemieux.
How about that? Jeff, switching gears here to the Steelers. They had the Virginia Tech running back in yesterday who can really run, man. And he profiles as more of like a middle of the draft kind of guy. I'm not saying they take him, but they might. Is that the direction you think they'll go at running back? Or do you think if Amarian Hampton is there at 21 that they would spend that kind of capital on a running back?
I mean, think about this for Starkey. If there's a dart train and then a tootin, I mean, that really works into any kind of song he could put together.
Oh, no, I hope they draft someone else.
and Dorn, you remember a couple of years ago, he had a nice game against Pitt. Like, he's a nice he's kind of like Jaylen Warren. You know, he's like all the things Jaylen Warren is. Like, he'll pick up a blitz on third down. He's not afraid of contact.
No.
But I do think it's probably somebody like that. I'm not going to say the Steelers would be scared to take a running back in the first round, but they have so many needs in that first round. And I know running back is one of them. But if they were to pass up, say, on a Grant – or receiver, corner, or if they really like Jackson Dart and he's there and they pass it for a running back, when you could find at least a somewhat facsimile a little later in the draft, I think they would go for another position.
Jeff, it's really hard for me to ignore this, and I know we've talked about it so much, and we're still going to talk about it even more as this next month rolls on until the draft, but I think that Jackson Dart at this point, and I'm not necessarily saying that this is appropriate, but I think Jackson Dart at this point is going to be the second quarterback taken. And I think that Shador Sanders is going to be there at 21. And I don't think that the Steelers pass him up. I really don't.
Yeah, his pro day was not impressive. That doesn't mean he's a horrible quarterback. I mean, it's all the mind games this time of year. Like, you know, people want their – all this disinformation. Again, you watch that pro day. There's some things that you don't like. Yeah, Dart might be. I mean, who knows? There could be three quarterbacks in the first five picks. I mean, depending on different mocks that you look at. The thing with Dart, and I think we've talked about this, it's like if Dart's there and they don't pick him, I just want him to get it right. Like, get this first round, especially without a two. You got to get this first one right. But, Doran, to your point, I mean, everything we believe at this point, whether it's misinformation or just from what Dart did at his pro day, and then a deeper dive into his numbers. One of the things McShay said about him is that in throws under pressure, he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Yep.
And, you know, if McShay's watching that, and he does deep dives, the teams are aware of that. And I'm wondering, as teams are looking at guys, plus he's tough. Like, he's a guy with, you know, he's gonna do anything it takes to win. And I think that trait might rise. Or what you might see, Doran, if he doesn't go in the first couple, maybe there's a team that's going to trade up and grab him.
Jeff, awesome stuff. As always, enjoy Skeens Day, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Yeah. Winning streak.
Thanks,
boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, buddy. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot he said there that I want to get into, and we'll react to Jeff's comments coming up next. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Actually, not an easy day in the humble state of West Virginia yesterday, Doran.
What happened?
West Virginia had 126 guys on the football roster, and now they have 105. They cut 20 guys. going full Deion Sanders because you need to get under that new roster limit.
Mm.
And they were talking about that in the house yesterday. Livy Dunn was there, and they're talking about paying the players and yada, yada, yada. I feel bad for those kids. I do.
Because they got cut?
Because they got cut, yeah. You know, because you know, back in the day, they wouldn't have been cut. Now they're cut. Now you get it under 105.
Yeah, well, some of those kids can go transfer lower and stars.
No, you're definitely right about that. It's just such a weird time for all that to happen. Listen. After spring football, like, you don't have your best chance.
Well, you want to get paid, and you're getting paid, so you're going to get treated like a professional, so you're going to get cut.
You know what? That's fair.
Oh, well.
You got a chance to make that money.
Right.
Then it's going to be a cruel world. I said it about Deion a couple of years ago, so I want to be consistent. Like, when he came in and gutted the entire roster and got rid of all those scholarship players, I eviscerated him for it. And I remember Pony came on, and Pony was like, if West Virginia did that, you wouldn't be saying the same thing. Well, things have changed over the last few years. That being said, I still feel bad for guys. I do. When you get cut after spring. But hey, it's business. Anyhow, that was just because Country Roads was playing. To get back to what Jeff said, you asked him about Shedeur Sanders. And we'll play a clip from Adam Schefter a little bit later on in the show where he talks about the likelihood of Shedeur Sanders being a Pittsburgh Steeler. And, might as well get into it now. He said that the Saints and the Steelers, from what he's hearing right now, might be the most likely landing spots for Shedeur Sanders. And we've been talking about this for a while. Dan Orlovsky tweeted just yesterday, if you're making a big deal about Shedeur patting the ball now after his pro day workout, it means you haven't watched a single snap of his tape and are automatically disqualified from having an opinion.
Yeah,
we got into the whole ball tapping thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this. If Jackson Dart's there at 21, I don't know that the Steelers pull the trigger. If Shedeur Sanders is there at 21, I think they do.
Me too.
I think he would be the Steelers quarterback.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens with Rodgers, independent of what happens with Rodgers,
yes.
If Rodgers is a Steeler tomorrow and Shedeur Sanders is on the board at 21, they take him.
Mm-hmm.
If Rodgers is not a Steeler before the draft, and Sanders is there at 21, I think they take him.
Yes.
And I think Steelers need to wrap their heads around this being a legitimate possibility, because I think it is one.
I think it is one, too. Just, you know, I thought it was a legitimate possibility before Jackson Dart started rising the board. I thought that Shedeur was always going to fall to the late 20s. I thought that, you know, because I just looked at the board, like, are you going to take a chance on a quarterback that has so much baggage? Do you think you could handle a quarterback that has that much baggage? Do you want to invite that noise? I think the Steelers feel like we won't have to deal with that noise. So they kind of look at him as a true prospect. And if he falls, they're going to have a high grade on him. I bet you they have him as their number two, like everybody else does. But the baggage does kind of push him down a little bit, right? The Steelers have a true evaluation that he's a number two quarterback, and they're not worried about anything else but him playing quarterback. So I think that he is going to fall. And I think Dart actually does jump him in the draft and go somewhere, which one of those teams, if you looked at the draft before, not many teams needed a quarterback after the Giants, I guess. I could see him falling. I don't think the Steelers would have to reach. I think he would fall right in their lap, and I think that they actually like him.
The Giants are the biggest question mark in the entirety of the draft, I think, at third overall. Do they go best player available, or do they go with their best available quarterback? And if they go best player available, I think there's a ripple effect where at least one of those guys is there at 21. But I'm starting to warm to what you're saying, that Jackson Dart is the guy that is more sought after as that number two. Also, it's a tough time of the year to gauge these kinds of things. I forget who it was, but they tweeted this yesterday. You know, agents are doing all their work right now. And whomever tweeted it said there's like 67 players that we're all told right now are going in the first round.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. But you got to look at what people need, and you know what people, you know what teams, you know, have expiring coaches too.
Like, yes,
have 1 year deals. Like basically, like you either win half the season or you're gone. Which the Giants are one of them. There's multiple teams that are like that. New situations. The only thing that throws a wrench in it for me are the teams that sign quarterbacks like the Giants, like with the Steelers quarterbacks, with the Jets. The Giants that already have with the Saints that have Derek Carr. I believe he's still there, right? Didn't he like resign? that have quarterbacks on the roster but still want to draft a quarterback. Like, I don't know if that this is that draft to do that. I think right. next year is that draft to do that. So if you're the Giants and you're thinking, all right, Dable, he's on borrowed time here. We're going to try to win with Russ and Jameis, but next year we'll probably be in the same situation, and then we'll draft one of the bigger pot of quarterbacks.
Right.
Probably would go that route instead of like reaching for Shedeur Sanders this year.
Yeah. Now, they could, but could. You could also be, you're right, looking at it the way the Steelers are. I'll tell you one team that intrigues me here. Now, they're behind the Steelers, and that's the Rams. I realize that they just gave Stafford more money to stick around after that whole, you know, ski resort deal. But I could see them taking a Dart or a Sanders if they were there and perhaps trading ahead of Pittsburgh to do that.
Do they really want to waste? They just re-signed Jimmy G, too, though. Jimmy Garoppolo is their backup.
No offense to Jimmy G.
Just like, do you, like, as a third quarterback in this year's draft, would you want to reach with your 21st pick whenever you want to surround Stafford maybe with another weapon or an offensive lineman or on defense, too?
It depends.
Or a third quarterback. I know it does. Everything does, right?
Right.
I
mean, it's all speculation, baby.
I would just look at it like, all right, I signed Jimmy G back as the backup. We got Davante Adams. We gave Stafford another weapon. We got rid of Cooper Kupp. We have Puka still. Let's get Stafford a little bit more protection maybe or add to our defense with that 21st pick and try to go for it this year. And then next year we can do the same thing that everybody else is thinking.
Yeah, at a deeper position.
Yeah.
Or when the position, I should say, is deeper. I said it backwards. Texter, Fuzz. We like Fuzz. He texts in, Sanders is not a first rounder. Buddy, I would almost guarantee you that there weren't a ton of teams that had Bo Nix with a first round grade last year. We see it all the time. Quarterbacks that don't have the first round grade right. go in the first round. I think people sometimes don't understand that, and I'm not saying Fuzz doesn't. It's a weird sentence. But if you need a quarterback, you're going to overdraft on quarterback. That's just the way that it goes.
I didn't see Michael Penix being the fifth or sixth quarterback in the draft.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And they take him in what? I think he was a fifth pick, right?
I think he was eighth.
Or eighth?
Yeah.
Top 10? I didn't see that at all.
No. I like the player, but I mean, that's what happens. And so that's why you cannot rule out, even though all the evidence right now is pointing against this, Cleveland or New York taking a quarterback.
See, like that's why, because the NFL is all about trends and coaches are about trends. Like, the trends maybe this year is to look at it like, yeah, we pay a veteran quarterback, but we also draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Falcons did, and it kind of worked out towards the end of the year where Kirk Cousins turned into a pumpkin, and we got our young quarterback in there. We got our young quarterback in there, and he's the future. Like, we kind of killed two birds with one stone. That might be the trend this year. That's why I think that I would keep my eye on the Jets, even with Justin Fields and the Giants, yeah. with Russell Wilson and Jameis.
I mean, any of these teams could take one. Cleveland, the Giants. I don't think the Raiders are going to do it, but, hey, you could. The Jets could. New Orleans could. San Francisco probably won't with Purdy.
Nope.
Dallas won't. Miami won't. Indy could at 14th. Seattle probably won't.
If Indy does, then it'll be a trade for, they'll trade Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. And before people start clamoring for that, I'm out.
Out.
I'm out.
Yes.
Would not have been disinterested in him when he came out. Not obviously where they took him, but I think if you haven't started kicking some of the habits by now, you're probably not going to kick them when you're that big of a project.
This is making me very excited for the draft, though.
Like, I know, I mean, I love this stupid granular crap.
I wasn't excited last year, like not as much as this, because I know that the Steelers could. Last year, I didn't think that they would. If that makes sense.
Oh, there's a possibility.
For every position, though, for the Steelers. Like, I could see them, I mean, every position relative to what they need. Like, they need a lot. So it's like, they could go any direction, really, except for, like, they're probably going to go tackle.
Right.
Or guard.
Right.
Or center.
Yeah.
Everything else they could go for.
Yeah.
Running back, receiver, quarterback, corner, D-line.
There's, like, four defensive linemen that I would put on my personal big board ahead of just about anybody else, but you don't know if there's going to be run on that position. And the positions that can always that can always skew things. Quarterback, duh. Edge rusher, and then the tackles. And I would love nothing more than for there to be a run on edge rushers before they pick. So then you have all these guys. Yep. Or tackles, yeah. Drop my pen. Texter, if Genty is at 21, do you take him? I don't, but they might.
Yep.
And that's what you're saying.
Yep.
Hey, they have so many holes and weaknesses in places where they need depth at the very least, where pretty much everything is a possibility. 412-928-9370. Steelers had an interesting draft prospect in the building yesterday. We'll get into that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But up next, the return of Southside Jake. It's been a while. He was fighting through illness. We were feeding the need. We'll talk to him next. That's right! Southside Jake is back! Southside Plumbing and Heating, and guess what? It's the old format! Woo! What you got going on, Jake? How you doing, bud?
What's up? I'm happy to be back. You know, had a suspension without pay for the last 2 weeks for a botched game show. Doesn't really go too well. You know, I'm happy to be back. Just got to stay in my lane here. But for real, what is going on with this weather? For real.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I
mean, oh, it's got to keep you busy, no? I mean, you got heat, you got air conditioners
for the last. Yeah, I've been selling air conditioners for the last week. And now, snow, I'm going to be selling furnaces again today.
Sounds like that's probably good for business.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It is what's best for business is what they say, boys. So you're right. We're going back to the old format because, you know, we didn't have favorable reviews on the new one. I get it. You can't knock until you try. Is that what they say, right?
That's right. All right, you want to start things off?
Oh, yeah. Let's go, baby. Let's go. All right. This is a boxer.
Oh, damn it.
A boxer. So, all right. He was a gold medal winner in the Tokyo 1964 Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Heavyweight champ, 1970 to 1973, lost the title to George Foreman, RIP.
What?
And he was part of the main event in the Thriller in Manila.
Oh,
got it.
You got it.
Muhammad.
Run it. Final. Joe Frazier.
Oh, Joe
Frazier, boys.
I mean, listen.
I messed that one up.
Listen.
Didn't even I knew that. I mean,
Messed it up. Did you really know that, or did he just tell you beforehand?
Well, I do have all the answers.
There you go.
I messed that one up.
That's right. One people are going to kill us for.
Yeah, I messed that up. I messed it up bad.
Listen. 1964, it's 7:35 in the morning. All right, go ahead. Number two.
Come on. There's only two people that were next.
Just go.
That wasn't even my final answer, though. I was looking at Crowley, and then we got buzzed. So you got to hold your hand on the buzzer. We say final answer.
We got to say final answer. When they say yes, right, you give them the bell or you give them the buzzer. There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it, though.
All right, go ahead.
I do. It does make me feel good when you get the buzzer. All right, next athlete here. He is a two-time National League strikeout leader in 1997 and 1998, six-time All-Star, three-time World Series champ with Arizona and Boston.
Oh, Curt Schilling.
Final.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm so mad. Nice job, Joe Frazier.
Man, him and Randy Johnson, like back in the old video games.
Oh yeah, they were good.
Oh my, I would play with the Diamondbacks all the time. Plus, I love the vests. And Luis Gonzalez was steroiding like crazy, and it was a broken bat signal to win the World Series. Anyhow, go on.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the money ball.
All right, here we go. Rubber match. All right, this is a hockey player. Two-time Stanley Cup champion, two-time Art Ross and four-time Hart Trophy winner.
How many times?
NHL Hart? Hall. Four-time.
Okay.
NHL Hall of Famer as a defenseman.
four-time Hart, two-time Art Ross as a defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be Orr, right?
Final?
Yeah, I only got one other name in mind, but yeah, final. Bang.
There you go.
Go Pens.
Good job.
Go Pens. Get the hell out of here, Jake. Thank you for your time. Go sell some furnaces and air conditioners.
Okay, guys. Okay. I mean, I honestly, where's Bobby Orr rank for you in a top three?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yep.
I mean, Gretzky, Lemieux, Orr, Crosby, Ovechkin, Howe is how I would do it.
Okay. So here's what I'll say. And do we got a quick time for a quick story?
Yes.
Very quick. Okay. All right. Bobby Orr is number one for me.
Oh, well, that's lame, but keep going.
And okay, you're gonna regret that. All right, you know our good old pal Mike Lang, RIP. He was a spokesperson for us at one point. I asked him one time. I said, "Who is the best hockey player you've ever seen?" You know, of course, biasly, he says,
66, Mario. Yeah.
He says he will always be the best because, you know, I'm biased. I covered him. I watched him the most, what he did for the city stuff. He said, but he was not the most talented hockey player he's ever seen. And for that reason, he said Bobby Orr is the most talented hockey player he has ever seen. And that's why he's number one.
Can't be. He can't.
Mike knows. Mike knows.
He can't have said most talented.
Maybe.
He said most talented. He played both positions.
Right.
Look at him.
I understand that. Get out of here. Goodbye, Jake. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
Good stuff, buddy.
Thanks.
See you guys.
We'll talk to you soon. We beat him, by the way.
I can't believe I messed that one up, the first one.
That's okay. It's a three question quiz.
I know, but I knew that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lemieux's the most talented hockey player to ever live. I do. But hey, who am I to? I mean, Mike Lang, pretty good.
Yeah,
source of information there. Yeah. Reasonable hockey people can disagree.
Uh-huh.
But that would be my top six. And Ovi, to me, was a top 15 player of all time. You can't hold the goal scoring record and not be top five.
Right.
And I think he's going to get 1,000 goals if he keeps playing. Which, if I were him, easy for me to say, I would play until I got 1,000 goals.
Yes.
All right, back to the football, because we got a really good question in here. And I think it merits a discussion. Shador, if he were a Steeler, what that would mean for Aaron Rodgers, I have not thought about it from this standpoint. And I'm always happy to entertain a topic that a texter brings to the table. If it's good enough, I think this one's good enough. So we'll do it coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Some reason to believe Shador Sanders could fall in the draft if he's there 21st overall. Should the Steelers take him? 412-928-9370. We threw that out as a Twitter poll question. And actually more people than I thought saying yes to that question. 37% of people saying yes, 63% of people saying no. But here's an interesting question on the text line. It's not a question, it's a statement. Rodgers ain't coming here if Sanders does. Not enough spotlight for both. It's interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that standpoint.
It's definitely interesting because if you're the Steelers, you want it out there that Schefter's saying that you're gonna draft Shador Sanders so you could put the pressure on Rodgers to sign. That puts the pressure on Rodgers to be like,
man.
If they draft Sanders, then I'm SOL. Like they're not gonna wait around and pass the draft. So if they draft Sanders, I could be out of a job. If I want to play football this year, I'm talking if I am Aaron Rodgers, if I want to play football this year and I still feel like I have something left in the tank, I better sign soon because if they draft somebody like Shador Sanders, he's going to be the guy.
You think he'd be the guy right away?
I don't think he would, but I think that if you're Aaron Rodgers' mind, you would think that he's going to be the guy or he is the guy. I only have a couple games before I start throwing some picks before people in Pittsburgh are going to be calling for Shador.
Yeah, because that ain't happening with Mason Rudolph. People love Mason Rudolph around here. Maybe I'm wrong on that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe people would be wanting Mason Rudolph if Aaron Rodgers comes out and looks like a brittle old man. But, yeah, I hadn't thought about it from that standpoint, Thorne. That is some mental chess you got going on there. Are the Steelers actually interested in Shador, or are they just saying, hey, Rodgers, get your bleep together? Could be. could be. I wouldn't take any quarterback in the first round. I think they would take Sanders. And I don't think Tomlin worries about the Deion stuff at all.
Nope.
For reasons that we've previously discussed. Like, you're not going to have Deion taking time out of his press conferences to rip on Mike Tomlin's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Never.
Would not happen.
He would never, ever, ever do it.
Would he do it for Kevin Stefanski? I think yes.
Yes.
Or name the coach.
Dayball. Or,
oh, God.
Or who's, I mean, Callahan in Tennessee.
Maybe not Aaron Glenn.
Probably not Aaron Glenn.
They took him seventh overall.
Oop.
Because I do think there's a respect factor that goes into it.
Yes.
I don't think Shador Sanders is going to be a bad NFL quarterback, but he needs enough polishing that I just can't get there. And I think if he is sitting there at 21, that you're going to get some trade offers. You're going to have a chance to move back in the draft. And that might be my preferred route. Like, it might be the best thing for the Steelers if he's sitting there at 21 and then maybe get a late first and a second round pick, something like that. And you're right back where you wanted to be. Now, I think there'd be a possibility there because teams are going to want to come up and get that guy. Like, if he falls.
If he falls. Or maybe, like, you just, if he falls, he's going to fall. Like, maybe you look at it like, all right, if he gets to 20, he's probably getting to the second round. Because, like, what? Who? Baltimore? I mean, Kansas City? None of them. I mean, none of those teams are going to take him.
I mean, I could see the Giants trading back up to get him.
Trading back up, yeah.
Like, it'd be hard for me if I'm the Giants, real hard, and I wouldn't do it, to take a quarterback third overall. But you got 2 third-round picks. Maybe you can screw around and do something there and come back ahead of the Steelers. You can't take Shador third. You just can't. You can't take Jackson Dart second or third.
No.
Especially with Abdul Carter sitting there and
Travis Hunter.
With Travis Hunter there.
No.
Like, Travis Hunter would probably be my number one player in the draft. And, I mean, I get why you would take Cam Ward if you're Tennessee. Like, Cam Ward is the best quarterback, probably by leaps and bounds, and you have the number one overall pick, and you got Will Levis.
Right.
Like, you're going to take not the best player, you'll take the best quarterback there. But the next two guys, with these QBs, take them in the top five? I don't think so. And that's why they could fall.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.